You did not start that, did you?
Oh, hey, everybody.
You suck!
My favorite person, Christine, and her laugh. This is what a better way to open this show than your laugh.
Yeah, I hope that you didn't catch something that made me laugh.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to J2K Podcast. I'm Jeff. Justin's not here. We love you.
I'm Christine.
I'm Kareen.
And there we go. Yeah, Justin is not here. He had prior engagement. We're coming out of COVID-regulated life into a new COVID-regulated life. And this is our first All of Us in the Same Room podcast that for a while now.
I think you're about 6 feet away from me.
I don't know. I'm spatially disabled.
That's right. We talked about that.
Yeah, you don't know about spaces. She doesn't know what a sandwich is.
Yeah.
And I'm just over here.
Yeah, last
Brick
week
Breaker.
I said to Christine, I go, I couldn't tell you. I was like, what is that? I don't know. Like 8 or 10 feet. She's like, that's like 20 feet away. I'm like, oh. See? My point exactly.
Well, if one of me can lay in between you, that's 6 feet.
I don't think that's 6 feet, but it's 5. I think one of me could lay in between us.
Yeah, you know what I've found going back to work at a place where people don't give a fuck about space and masks, like except for the people that work there, obviously, and the company I work for. I'm starting to come to this place where I'm like at peace with the fact that I live in a world of people that are probably going to end up getting me sick somehow, and that this, it's not quite as, like, the virus itself, if you get it, maybe is bad, but, like, how it spread is not as bad as, it, or we're in a place where there's hardly any virus.
I think it's that, too. Because it's been going on, what, since January, here we are in June, and we have a total of 4,000 cases in our entire state. So I imagine...
Like 4,600.
Yeah, I imagine it's less contagious in terms of like...
Did you have to say it like that?
Touching things.
Contagious.
I had to like
touching. You guys should have seen her hands. They were like little stiff spiders.
Yeah, baby, do you smell almonds right now?
Whoa, what's a sandwich? They have released that it's less likely to be spread through surfaces and things like that. So, but I think it's still equally as bad when you get it.
Or not.
Here we are 6 months later, we still don't know.
You know
yeah,
what we're
exactly.
going to know? We're going to know after the new president was elected, and then we're it's not going to be a thing again.
I don't know what's going to happen.
There's my conspiracy theory.
Like, at this point, fucking civil war could break out.
Gosh, I know this country. It's kind of scary.
I was sitting outside the other day, and this old, like, really old lady, like, in her 80s, was walking down. I live in, like, a cute little neighborhood where a lot of people walk, and there's not, like, any through traffic or anything. So during this COVID, you'll see people walking in the middle of the street. And this lady, sweet lady, she's got her mask on, her big sunglasses, her blue blockers. She's got a cane, and she looks over and she sees me, oh, well, hello there, and like, hi, and she just stopped and she just shook her head and she was like, have you ever seen anything like this before in your life? I'm like, no, I haven't. She's like, me neither.
Wow. 90.
Yeah.
That's saying something.
Mm-hmm. And I talked to my great aunt.
She was
alive
during Spanish flu.
Yeah. I talked to my great aunt, who's like late 80s, when all this, like just during COVID, before this other second part thing of 2020 happened. But I was asking my great aunt, 88, I think she is, like if she can recall anything like this, like that was just this kind of big of a deal. And she said never. She just was like, I can't think of anything that was like this.
Well, yeah, and also, too, like, you have to imagine back then, like...
The media wasn't, like, so hyped.
Right.
It wasn't around to hype it up so much.
And we didn't have personal communicators on us then like we do now.
Yeah.
Like, everything is just...
Like, it was just, like, the radio broadcast show at, like, 6 p.m. and that's
it's the perfect world for a fucking addict. Right now. Perfect. Yeah. Everything he wants right here.
Right here.
That's is saying a lot.
Yeah.
You know, between COVID, the riots, and then the earthquake.
What earthquake?
Yellowstone.
Wait.
Well.
You had me all worried about that.
Oh, you're talking about things you've been worried about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why even was thinking that? Like, what we're missing?
It's like the world is ending.
What we're missing is a natural disaster.
Well, we had an earthquake. Another one at Yellowstone. And they've been...
You're looking at me like I'm supposed to
you
know something.
Oh, okay. Well, you were the one that mentioned it. I don't know the specifics, but...
Well, there was a small earthquake.
A week ago you had said that there was another earthquake.
No, it was way more than a week ago.
Oh, okay.
It was like over a month ago.
Okay. Isn't there, it's kind of like having earthquakes here, though. They're always going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, the significance of Yellowstone is
that's
it's a giant fucking caldera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That will just implode, and there will be a giant hole.
And then we're hoping.
And magma. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Magma.
Magma will erupt.
Yeah, it'll be really horrible. I mean, if it happens, it'll be awful.
Oh my God, I just want to make it to retirement and be able to enjoy some of my 401k. So speaking of retirement, it's super funny. Last night, Jeff comes home from work and he sits down on the couch and I'm sitting here over in the recliner and he was like, oh, I had such a long day. And I was like, yeah, welcome back to the workforce. And he goes, I was enjoying my pretend retirement.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I love that. Yeah. That's so funny.
I mean,
funny.
One thing was made perfectly clear to me that when and if I retire and I'm not like homeless in a cardboard box, and maybe even then, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Like not working and just having a little bit of money will be perfectly okay.
Mm-hmm.
Make it work.
Yeah, I was actually quite jealous of you.
I'm still jealous.
Yeah, I am
too. Vacation.
Yeah.
I was very clear about it.
Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people are like, oh, I'll work until the day I die. And I'm like, oh, I can just stay. It doesn't take much to entertain me.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I get bored enough, if I get sick of crafting and gardening, there's like a plethora of anything you want to do on TV to watch. Like, and it's like something
not to mention, not to mention naps.
Naps. Yeah.
I napped.
I just want to get animals and play with them all the time. Like, I just want to have my little farm and go see my goats and, like, play with my dog and my cat, my barn cats.
Well, I was talking to my boss the other day because I'm still working from home. As you guys know, listeners, I'm still working at home. And I asked my boss, when, like, do you think we're going to go back? Because I just know I have this big... I have anxiety over it that I'm going to get a phone call at like 3:56 because that's usually when the boss wants to talk is like, you know.
Oh, yeah, at the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
Oh,
like, dude, I'm like off the clock pretty much. And he's going to say, tomorrow, go ahead and pack your stuff up tonight. Bring your computer back in. We're going tomorrow. And I was, you know, and that's in my mind, that's how it's going to go down. And I was talking to him this week and he's like, oh, we're so far away from that. Like,
really?
It's not happening.
Does your office not have the ability to, like, separate your workspaces?
No. Okay. It's this beautiful, gigantic, like, resort, Pacific Northwest resort-looking building that's all open.
Okay.
Like, all open. Unless
barriers.
You've got a really high-paying job, you've got an office, and a lot of times it might have a fireplace in it. Like,
yeah. I mean, really, you have to be 6 feet apart. You do not have to have a barrier per the CDC guidelines. It's ideal.
Yeah.
It's recommended that you are at minimum of 60 feet apart and there is a separator space between.
So I've been thinking about getting, like, I was kind of like thinking, I don't know. I'm like, just tell us we're always working from home. It's just gone on so long that I just want to always know that I'm not ever going to get called back. Like, at that point, then I'll really love my job. But I know that day's coming that I'm going to have to go back in. But I was like, maybe... If I always am going to work from home, I'm like, would like to get another dog. And then I'm like, well, maybe I don't want to get another dog. Maybe I want to get a bunny.
I know, the bunny.
So I've been really thinking about getting a bunny because I don't think that my dog will eat it.
But what you should do is get a rental bunny.
I don't think that my I don't think that my dog will eat it is not a guarantee to me that it won't.
And I need to borrow a bunny so you're not attached to that bunny. Yeah. So if the dog eats that bunny, you're like, oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You'd have to borrow a disposable bunny.
Exactly.
Well.
Like, and if you're okay with a dog killing a bunny, then go for it.
Yeah. Well, I know that, one, my dog would never rip a bunny out of my hands, nor would she ever, like, blatantly disobey me to my face. And as long as I don't leave her alone with it. And she's also never killed a domesticated animal. Never. So. But she's killed wild rabbits before. And she eats.
I know that.
And she eats them. It's like the only one that she eats.
I'm scared of that.
Every other animal, she just breaks her neck and totes them around as a trophy.
Okay, so there's no difference between those two rabbits.
I don't know.
To you there is, but not to a dog.
But she's like killed a wild turkey but doesn't kill chickens.
Rolling the dice.
I don't know, but whatever you do, just don't get attached to it.
But I'm not going to like leave her alone
with
it.
You should just start with the cheap bunny. Like you were talking about getting like a, what were you, Angora?
Well, I don't want to get an Angora because they're too fragile.
Yeah, it's like you don't want her to kill the $1,000 bunny.
Yeah.
You can have her kill the bunny that you got from the Humane Society.
Oh my god, who fucking pays $1,000 for a rabbit?
An Angora is not, yeah. No.
How much are they? I don't know.
Oh, not much.
Oh, okay.
Like even the really expensive ones, I think with like good lines and perfect fur and blah, 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 or maybe you pay, I don't know, 100, 200 max.
I have no idea.
So, I mean, I would probably find one for $30, $40.
Okay.
Or find a rescue. Like, because a lot of people get them and then don't want them.
Yeah. I always see bunnies at the Humane Society.
Yeah. So there you go. I'll get one from the Humane Society. It probably doesn't cost much. It's like, if it dies, it's like, I didn't really have that great.
Do you ever, like, report back? Like, I know when you go to the Humane Society, you're like, yes, I'm a good home.
Yep,
I'm
going to
be a good owner. Hopefully they don't have, like, visits like social work.
I know.
To go check up on the bunny. Well, we're here for a 1 month check-in. How's Mrs. like Fluffy? Well, Ruby ate her.
You sitting on a chair, lighting a cigar. If he dies, he dies.
But I really think that she would listen to me.
Oh, gosh.
I think that she could be... I wouldn't have trusted her, like, years ago, but she's really...
mellowed out.
She listens pretty well at this point. Mm. I had to yell at her today. And, oh, my God, she went and laid in the bedroom for an hour and a half.
Pouting.
Totally pouting. Like, I even opened the refrigerator door and she didn't come out. Like, aww. I was like, oh, man, I really hurt her feelings.
Those are my favorite videos on YouTube. Like, I love watching, like, animal videos and baby videos. I'm obsessed with them. And the ones where the dogs are, like, guilty.
We're taking it over. We're doing it, Jeff. What? We've taken over the podcast. Oh. Bunnies, puppies, babies.
I know.
You like haircutting videos, too.
Oh, I know. I love watching haircutting
videos. Oh, really?
Yeah, there's something relaxing about watching people get their hair cut for whatever reason. Like, my favorite ones are the guys, to watch them get the buzz of the electric razor. I don't know.
I love getting that done, man. I could fall asleep getting my hair cut.
Does it feel good?
Oh, my God, yeah. But Michael, my barber.
Oh, gosh, thank you, Michael, for listening.
He likes to talk for the first half of the haircut, which is cool. And we hadn't seen each other for quite a while, so we had some catching up to do. But it's literally, I can fall asleep, you know. In the second half of the haircut, I'm just like...
So how was it? Did he wear a mask?
Yeah, they're...
Did you wear a mask?
The rules, the guy that owns the business, the rules are you wear gloves. When, like, you know, when you're doing a client and you wear a mask. And they're handing people masks. And so, but I just got my beard cut, so I took my mask off. And it's not like law that has to happen, but the guy is asking everybody to do that.
Yeah. So I wore my mask. I got my hair colored 2 weeks ago, or a week ago, And I wore my mask when I could, but there are parts where you can't wear it. Like, I don't want gray right here where the string is. You know, it's like I want it covered, but... We did the best of social distance, the best we could in terms of, well, I guess we're not social distance, but wear a mask.
I like the straight razor shave, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't sneeze during that part.
Right.
Or you're...
Or else you're in the, down the chute into the bakery.
You're in the, if he dies, he dies.
Did anybody catch that reference?
What?
Barbara Seville?
Yes. Down the chute.
Into the bakery.
Yeah.
Meat pies.
I never saw that.
I saw the movie with Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp, yeah, I never saw it.
What movie?
Barber of Seville, I think.
Yeah, I never saw it.
Yeah. It's a famous play or a story mm-hmm. about a barber. And it's like during hard times in Britain or something.
Yeah, early.
Like 1800s.
Or, I was going to say like 1920s or something, but it's probably way earlier than that. I have no idea. It's been forever since I...
Horse and carriage time.
Yeah, horse and carriage.
Yeah.
I love Johnny Depp.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Got a little lull. Sorry, listeners.
What's your favorite Johnny Depp movie?
I love the Willy Wonka movie.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know why. I just love that movie. He's so, like, awkwardly weird in that movie.
He's awkwardly weird in every movie.
And I love both his version and, of course, Gene Wilder's
Gene
version.
Wilder.
I like the Gene Wilder one.
Yeah, I like them both.
Yeah.
And then Edward Scissorhands, of course.
I think that might be my favorite.
I, like, I love that one. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. He's done it in so many movies.
Yeah. What about you?
I was trying to think. I know that there's movies that, like, not the Pirate Caribbean.
Yeah, I think those ones.
And not Edward Scissorhand, and not the Barber of Seville, and not whatever you said.
Who's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
But there's one I
What's
like.
Eating, who's eating?
What's Eating Gilbert,
What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
But I can't think of it. Mm-hmm. I just like Johnny Depp as an actor.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm trying to think. I don't know if I know all his movies. Huh. I don't know. I don't know, Edward Scissorhands was one of my favorites, though. Oh my gosh. Hoping Winona Ryder. Back when Winona wasn't, like, crazy.
Man.
She got a little nutso towards the end there.
What is it? Alice in Wonderland. I liked him in that.
He
played the Mad Hatter.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
He had orange eyebrows.
Yeah. He's been in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
We'll have to, like, look him up and look Wikipedia.
I could go for a little Johnny Depp money.
Oh, seriously.
Then I could be on my fucking real retirement.
Private island in the Bahamas.
You know. Yeah. And I have all these grand plans for retirement. Can't wait. It's still 20 years. Like,
this is the start of them.
I know. I don't know. Gotta save more money, though.
I know, baby. Good night!
That's one of the things we do every night.
I know.
No, when I roll over, I'm like, good night! But now it, like, turns into, like, every single, I don't know, like, I'll leave for work, and I'm like, good night!
Well, I get up in the morning, and I'm leaving the room. She's still asleep. The rain noise is still blasting at full volume. Are you getting up? I'm like, yeah. Good night.
I roll over. I'm one of those people, it's so funny, like, everyone says when you get older, you need less sleep. I need sleep.
I need sleep, too.
I need eight hours at least.
It's like nine's ideal.
I know. Yeah. I cannot, like, I'm just like, I'm looking forward to the day where I feel rested on 6 hours.
Oh, that would just be amazing.
But I never feel that.
Yeah.
It's like, at what point, like, are you so old that you don't need the 8 hours? It hasn't happened yet.
My grandma. She would always be up, like, she'd always stay up and watch the news, the 11 o'clock news. So she'd be up until, like, 11:30, and then she'd always be up at, like, 5 in the morning.
I know. My grandma was like that, too. I remember when I'd go
visit her. Like, I can't stay up until and watch the news at 11:30, and if I do, it's going to be a rough morning, and I have to get up at 6:30. Like,
we go to bed at, like, well, I usually pass out around 11. Mm-hmm. 11:30.
Not anymore.
Well, pre-me
back to work?
Yeah.
She's sitting here watching shows till fucking, I don't know when. Like, 9:30, 10 o'clock, I'm in there asleep.
Yeah.
I don't know when you come to bed.
11:30.
Well, and now I'm back to work. I'm home at 10:40.
Oh, that's right. You go in later.
And then...
We're usually
when it's night. When I hear her start to heavy breathe, it's midnight. No.
And then I usually get up around 7:30.
And then I get up at 5:40.
Yeah. I actually get up at 5:45. I don't sleep until 6:30. Every now and then I do, but
And I'm outside digging up the rose bush that we've been trying to get rid of, or she's been trying to get rid of for years, but
I have
just
this,
cut it off.
I have
never
this
dug it
rose
off.
Bush, like, I cut it down to the base every, like, time I...
It just keeps growing back. That's what they do.
Yes, that's what they do. That's how you prune them.
But now it's
that's
like
what you do if you're trying to get it to grow nice and full.
And now all it does is just grow with no roses. Like, for years, I haven't had roses on it. It's just vine.
Well, that's because you cut it to the quick, and it starts over.
That's annoying.
And so the root on it was that big around. And it was like running across this whole area.
And it's in the worst spot. It's right by where the spigot is. So you have to like...
Not anymore.
Risk
not.
Like scratches every time I want to turn the water on.
Not anymore.
Gone.
Gone.
So, but I'm out there and then I hear the fan in her bathroom turn on. And I'm like, oh, she's up. Time to go in and make coffee for the baby now.
That's so funny. Well, I was thinking about my grandma, though. My grandma used to be just like that, too. I'd be in her house, and it'd be, like, 3 in the morning, and I'd hear her puttering around in the kitchen. What is she doing? 3 in the morning. Watching infomercials and making toast.
It's funny. It's like, I really do like to get up early, but I also really like to sleep. So it's like this, I want to be a morning person, but, like, maybe in a couple more years and my lifetime, I will be. I'm almost there. Like, I've made progress in my life. But...
That's funny. I am so not a morning person. However, when I do get up, there's been a handful of mornings. Like, I had to be at this work breakfast 3-4 months ago at this point. It was right when COVID was starting and everybody
bitched
was like...
the whole time before
about it. I complained about it, but I got up. I got there, I was at the breakfast at like 6:45, and it was way over in like Northeast Salem. And I got to work by like 8:15 because I did the breakfast. And then I was so productive that day.
Yeah.
And I was like, gosh, I got so much accomplished before like 11 o'clock today.
So like now that like working at home, like at first I didn't like it, and then I did. And then I got really lazy and then realized that that's not good for my mental health. So like the past couple weeks I've been back to... like, getting up at 5:45, I hit a 50-minute meeting, it's quick, it's easy, I don't participate, I listen to it with my earbuds and make my coffee, and then that finishes up, and then I clean my kitchen. Like, I can't even, like, get off my couch at 8 o'clock at night, except to, like, make myself a bag of popcorn. But, like, in the morning, like, kitchen's clean, and then it's like, oh, yep, I'm gonna fold this laundry that I did yesterday and put that away, and then... like, I'll do another little quick chore, like, kind of, like, wipe down the bathroom, and then I'm like, oh, okay, great. And then, like, smoke a cigarette again, have some more coffee, log into work. When I don't have to, like, physically get dressed or make, like, myself presentable, I, like, love that that's not part of my morning routine right now. Like, I absolutely love that I can do things that, like, to me, I don't feel good. Like, when I have to, like, do my hair and makeup... I honestly, it doesn't make me feel good. It's just like, oh, I can't believe that I'm so ugly that I have to do this to myself to be presentable.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do you have to do your hair and makeup?
Well, you definitely have to do... like,
I mean, this is a real beyond, like, for real, like, though, like, it's because of, like, society and what you think you got to do for work? Is that what it is?
A little bit. Yeah. Like, I mean, I do have a professional job. I have to, like...
Well, I know, but if you, like, wore some decent clothes and didn't have any makeup and your hair was whatever... I mean, your hair never looks weird to me anyway.
Because I have to do something to it.
Yeah, girls...
But what do you have to do
when they roll out of bed, it isn't just flat
it's not
like
this.
That.
Like,
it's
you
not
just
straight.
Run a comb through it like...
No,
no.
And then it frizzes out.
I know, but... is this really, like, what you have to do, though? Like, you know what I mean? I'm asking on a deeper level than...
No, but then I'll be like that one person in the office that doesn't do that, and it's like, oh, she's kind of plain. Like,
so, but isn't that kind of judgy, though?
I guess so. I guess I just judge myself. I just, like, want to learn this...
I mean, I'm just...
I
guess the real root of the question is, like, from a little kid till now, we've been programmed that this is how we gotta be. And I think it's all bullshit. Or a lot of it is.
Making this into a life lesson.
No, but I think a lot of it is.
Yeah.
I mean, because, like you said, you feel great. And you could feel that way whether you were at home or you were like at a store or in a building, you know what I mean? Like you could feel that way no matter what. You don't have to be, I think.
Well, she doesn't want to be that like crazy cat lady with the hair that's like, ah! Then I'm not making fun of at work either.
What if somebody wants to be that? Well, like then that's with fine. The cats hanging off of them? And...
Then they might not get promoted.
I know. Like there's part of being like, she said, business professional.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's a way to, like, you know, I guess she could do her hair and not have it, like, flat and put it up in a bun or whatever. But you still have to, like, get dressed and then commute.
Yeah. Like, yeah, and commute, yes.
Like, all the time that you're saving in your commute.
Yeah. It's like I get 30 minutes right out the door without a commute, and then I get another 30 minutes of, I mean, it doesn't even take me that long to get ready, but 30 minutes. Yeah.
All right, Deanne. Green, you have a question?
No, I don't. I'm imitating you.
I know.
It was really funny.
Jeff wanted to butt in.
Wait.
Or interject.
Hey,
yeah.
I should use say a butt. Different phrase.
Interject or add.
I had a question.
He had to add.
I had a question.
And he raised his hand like he was like, Mrs. In Smith, school. Please call him.
Hey, so since we never planned this out ahead of time, I'm going to do it right here on the podcast. Dinner plans next Friday night. Can we talk about that?
Like to host dinner?
Let's have dinner. I would like to. I've got some kielbasa sausages.
Ooh.
Can we fire up the barbecue next Friday night?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love kielbasa.
I'll bring kielbasa. They're from Omaha Steaks.
Woo!
So I'm sure they're good.
Are you familiar with Tenacious D?
Yeah, haven't we talked about this that I don't like Tenacious D?
How do you not like Tenacious D? I don't think we've talked about that.
Have you heard their kielbasa sausage song?
No, but like everybody's like, it's my favorite musician, it's my favorite band. What? No.
Kielbasa sausages,
they're
your
funny.
Butt cheeks is warm.
We wanted to go see them and they were sold out like in 2 seconds when they were in Portland.
Okay. I remember we had the conversation.
I don't remember that.
Anyway, yes, dinner next week. Yep. So kielbasa sausage, sauerkraut,
yep.
Corn. Sounds like a great Midwest meal.
Corn on the cob.
Okay.
That sounds good.
It's not going to be good yet, but okay.
I can't wait till we can have our corn.
I know.
It's already knee-high.
It is not knee-high.
It is knee-high.
It's not knee-high. It's like half shin-high.
You stick your foot in that bed and it's almost to your knee.
Not putting my foot in the bed.
You are going down so hard.
It's okay. It's a dollar.
You took the 20 off the fridge, didn't you?
Yeah, I had to pay the gardener guy.
It was 18, I think.
I know. Well, it was my 20, so.
Oh, secret's out. You have a gardener guy. Jeff's like, look at everything I got done during my my little like retirement. Yeah, he's
not
like,
much of a secret.
He's been picking up the phone, calling the garden guy.
Well, let's be real. I've used him one time because I'm too frugal to pay for somebody to do yard work that I can do myself.
I will totally pay somebody to do yard work.
I've never done it. And I will say, so we have these arborvitaes that are like, or were like, because they're gone now. 12 feet tall that had died.
Yeah. Oh, those are like 15 to 17
and
feet tall.
And they've been there for about 2 years, slowly dying. In this past 6 months, they've been like full on dead. I'm like, all right, they're not coming back. So one Saturday, I went out there and I took my little baby cutters. I started working my way into this like main chute. And 20 minutes later, I had a tiny little hole of like sticks that I'd cut off. And I'm like, this is going to take me forever. I can't do this.
And we're fat and sweaty out
there.
Yeah,
and it's hot and I'm uncomfortable and I don't like it. So I called asked my friend who has a guy, and this guy came and it was $30 an arborvitae and I had 8. And by the time I went upstairs to get him the cash, he had like 7 of them. All the way, like, they were gone. All that was left was like the little stump that he still had to dig out. He had one of these like long chainsaw like pole things. And then he brought his young son with him who...
Well, and I, in passing, we had a leaky sprinkler head. And so I started to dig it out and it's like wrapped in roots of a tree that are right by it. And I'm like, well, it's not the head itself. It's the line has to be. So I was trying to dig it out and I'm like, oh my God, like it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And so it's just a hole of water in it, and the birds loved it.
I know, they had like a little bird bath.
And I just in passing said, hey, do you work on sprinkler systems? And he's like, yeah. And I said, there's a leak somewhere. I don't even know. Didn't say, like, can you do it? I just asked, do you work on those? We left and went shopping and came back, and that thing was fixed.
He dug a trench, water, yeah.
Fixed the line, took a picture, filled it in, put a new sprinkler head on it.
$40 I'm like, how much do I owe? He's like, $40 I'm like, oh.
And he hasn't even collected it yet.
Oh, yeah. I gave him the $270 for the arborvitaes, and I still haven't paid him for the thing. But I was going to have him come back and do some, like, general cleanup in the backyard. So I'll pay him then. But, oh, Meg's going to pay him. I told her that I owed him $40, and he's going to her house the other day, so she's, or tomorrow. And she's like, I'll give him $40, and then I was like, all right, I'll pay you back. So he's getting paid, for those of you who think I'm ripping off the gardener. But yeah, so much, like, I've never in my life been one of those people that's like, oh, I'm going to pay someone else to do it. Because it's like,
oh my God,
if
I can do it. I would totally do it, pay a gardener. Yeah.
Well, the next thing I know he's coming, I think I'm just going to think about something and maybe telepathically he'll fucking fix it. Because that's what it was like. Yeah. So I'm just like, oh, do you work on sprinklers? Ha ha ha. There's a leak in that one. And we came back and it was
done. Well, maybe he can fix your light.
I know. We're asking everyone. Hey, garbage guy, do you know how to fix electricity?
That thing, I swear to God. So in the hallway, I painted a wall, an accent wall. And there was a track. It was a track light that shined down on a picture. And so I disassembled it, and it was like, the wire comes out of the wall, and it's a basic home, you know, electric wire. It's got a black and a white wire and a copper wire or whatever for ground. So I put wire nuts on them that cover them so they're not exposed. We bought a light. I hook it up. Fucking switch doesn't work. At all. It doesn't work. But it worked when that other one was up there.
Well, I'm thinking.
So then I got a multimeter which tests AC and DC and volts. And I hooked it up there. There's no power to it. I don't know what happened. I just opened up the switch. There's nothing unplugged.
Did you go down and see if a fuse blew?
That was what I thought.
There's, he said no. They don't do fuses for one single light switch.
Are you sure?
And there's three wires coming into that thing all connected together.
Have you checked the fuse box yet?
Yes, it's not a fucking fuse. I swear to God, they do not have one fuse for one light.
So like,
that is not how houses are wired. They have fuses for sections of houses, kitchen,
furnace.
Well, I understand that. I got that. But I'm just saying, maybe this crazy...
The reason I react like that is because this is like the fifth time she said that.
Custom-built house.
But isn't there also like...
let's not fight on the podcast.
There's too a little late. Small fuse that is attached to the box that all those are in. So if like something gets too hot, it like flips. It's like the ones in your like bathroom and by your kitchen sink.
Oh, that's for, like, something close to water.
Yeah.
There's nothing like that.
Ground fault or
no, the wires come up. They're all fucking mismatched together and running to these switches and then up to the light. Okay. And so everything is connected.
It can only be one thing.
Operator error.
Someone doesn't have hooked up right.
OE. We like to call it at work.
I have no idea.
Because it worked when the old light was hooked up, yes. And now it's not.
There's electricity coming.
The only thing that I haven't tried is connecting the black wire to the white wire and the white wire to the black wire.
Okay.
What happens if, like, could that blow it up?
I fucking have no idea. But the truth is up there at the deal, there's no power. So nothing's going
to
happen up there.
Well, yeah, there's no power coming to... The light, it doesn't matter what you do with the wires.
So, I found two wires in there. There's two switches. One switch turns on a light in the hallway up on the ceiling, and there's another switch for it over here. There's one on that wall and this wall. I can't believe we're talking about this.
I know. You know what? We could call my dad right now on FaceTime, and I bet you he could solve the problem.
So.
Your dad probably could, too.
I found wires with power inside of the switch box, and I took those wires and hooked them to the light switch that powers that lamp that doesn't work. When I turned it on, it wouldn't fucking work, but the other one turns on the light in the fucking thing. I completely, like, what the fuck? So I hooked everything back up as it was, put it back together. Fuck that shit.
And now we have a pretty new industrial light that doesn't turn on. With cute Edison bulbs that were $8 a piece. But you know what? It's better than a hole, because we've been staring at a hole for 2 weeks. Because we didn't hang the light.
Who was staring at that? I wasn't.
When I walked by, I was like, oh, yep, love that. So I wouldn't say stare.
I think there's a lot of stuff that goes on inside of that head that never comes out of the mouth.
Stop fighting on the podcast, babe.
But I've learned how to, like, pay attention. You know, like, when you live with somebody, like, all of a sudden you notice stuff. And be like, oh, I think it's time that I do this or whatever. Like, pick up my clothes.
How very aware of you.
Yeah.
Have you paid attention to the fact that I've ignored the air fryer, pan, and the sink the past 2 times I've done all the dishes? Okay. Because I've been leaving that for you. Good job, baby.
Yeah, it's still unclean.
Yeah, like, good job.
But at least you notice it. It was funny. There was a girl at work.
Ellie, you're like, good job. And I'm like, why don't you just wash it?
But wash it? Because I have washed it, and I always wash it, and he knows that, like, when he makes his chicken wings and the pork, which is what that was, that, like,
The last time it was used, you made bacon.
No, it was pork from last Friday. Oh, I know we did pork on that. I think that might actually be my pan.
Hey, babe, I got big shoulders. Just throw it on.
But you know what? I always clean your pan. You clean my pan.
Clean your pan.
I was just gonna tell the story. So it's like couples when they start living together and things that like start bothering them. And girls are funny, or at least like I am, and I notice that a lot of my friends that I've talked to are like this too. Like, you want to be this nice wife, a nice girlfriend, you don't want to be this nag, right? You don't want to be someone that's like, oh, can you do this and this and this. But it's funny, so as relationships develop over time, the things that you used to not say anything about on the front end, you don't necessarily say anything now, but you make, like he was saying, side comments or moves to maybe make them aware of, like, the thing you want them to do.
I don't think that that is as healthy as the thing that I talked about, like I talked to you about last night. It was a post, a friend of mine who's a counselor in the ER for, like, people who are having a hard time in the ER. And I love her. If you listen, Jess, I love you. You're great. She made a post on Facebook like, when is it ever a good time to tell a lady to calm down? Asking for a friend. And so I was the first one in that post, and I said, like, jokingly or seriously? ? And she like said 2 times like I can't think of a time when you wouldn't lose a body part. And she's like, are you seriously like asking that question? And so I had this revelation while I went to type my answer, because I told her, I said, at least twice a month, I'll say to Christine, like, hey, you need to chill the fuck out. Or so, and I'm joking. It's always jokingly. And one of the 2 times, she says, are you fucking serious?
I don't know if I actually say it like
that. Well, no, but you know what I mean? One of the 2 times a month, she's like, hold on a second. You know, listen, motherfucker. Yeah. But it made me realize, like, we joke with each other. Like, we're always like, don't be rude and all that shit. But what it does is, like, we laugh. But sometimes you're not in a space where it's funny. And so that, it brings up these great, like, conversations about boundaries. Like, that I think you wouldn't normally have, like, if you were just pretending everything's cool or whatever. And so through our fucking with each other, we find these conversations that we move through these places that are otherwise uncomfortable, that start with maybe a laugh and end up being like, oh, hey, you know. And if you are willing to listen and to participate, then you learn things that help you in your relationship with anyone, for that matter. I mean, not just a significant other, I think. That's my deep thought.
That is a good deep thought.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to go back to my story, because it's funny.
Well, the story where you, like,
no, it's not like a man. No.
You left for me?
No, it's about this girl at work. She doesn't work there anymore. She was telling me that her husband had this coffee mug that he loved. It was like Star Wars or, I don't know, some mug that he like liked. But it had a hand wash on it. Mm-hmm. So he would use it.
That's already stupid.
I know. So he would use it. She would wash it. He would use it. She would wash it. I hope I'm telling the story correctly, but the main point of it is definitely correct. And she got tired of constantly hand washing it. So he would leave it in the sink and she would stare at it. And then finally she would break down and wash it after being sitting there for like a month. And she would yell at him and she'd be like, hey, I washed this. It's been there for a month. And then one day she had it. She's like, I'm not going to wash this. She's taking a stand. That thing sat there for a year, she said. 1 year that mug sat there, like by the sink, not washed. And finally, she talked to him about it after all this time, and he was completely clueless that it had been there that whole time. So every day she stared at it, so irritated by it, and he was just going about his life.
Yeah. See, like, I have, like, PTSD about the dishes and, like, leaving the one dish in the sink because I'm, like, not, like, when it comes to, like, household chores with my partner, I don't even think about shit like that. But I've had partners that have done stuff like that to me, and I fucking come unglued on them. Because I'm like, you motherfucker, I wash your fucking Star Wars cup every goddamn day.
They say that to you?
No, I do that.
Like,
I would always, like, or, like, I'll do the dishes all the time, and then it's, like, when it's their turn to do the dishes, they don't do the pots and pans. Or something like, they just leave something there. And it's like, no, dude, when I do the dishes, I do them all.
Yeah.
You do them too. Or they'll do all the dishes but my to-go coffee mug, because that was my mug. And I seriously, like, will come unglued, because I'm like, I always do your mug. Why would you not do my mug? Like, when it's,
yeah.
Your, I don't know. I don't know. That's why I'm single.
Well, and how much of that, like,
I don't know.
How much of that is, like, unsaid stuff in our heads, or, like, is it said out loud and then ignored?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, there's all the varying degrees of,
mm-hmm.
of how we move through, like, a relationship where you live with somebody,
yeah.
and things like that. Unless you clearly, like, there's been some things between us, I can't name them, but, like, I'm like, babe, you've got to, like, say it to me because
Yeah.
I'm on a different wavelength on that
yeah.
thing. Like, you have to, like, say it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you say it, I'll be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what reaction it is, then I need to know because I'm just not there.
I know, and it's so hard for me because sometimes I'll be like, it's bad habits from past relationships, being so passive aggressive about it. So, like the clothing on the floor thing, like, when we first would get together, he's so much better about this now, but you could tell where he was over the course of the 5 minutes he came home.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the shoes are right at the top of the stairs. The pants are in the hallway. The shirt is like farther down. And the underwear is in the bathroom. And I'm like, and then I'd step over it for 2 days. I'm like, okay, can we not leave a trail of breadcrumbs?
But she didn't say that.
Where your clothes are?
But she didn't say that.
So I was slowly like, and because we're new in a relationship, I would just pick it up. And I was nice about it. But then, you know, after you live with it for, I don't know, 6 months, it starts to get annoying.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say anything because I didn't want to, like, start a fight.
Yeah.
So, but I would get passive-aggressive about it. But then finally one day I was like, you need to not be, like, leaving your stuff everywhere. People can come over and I don't want your pants and shoes and undies, like, over the hallway. Sorry. Are you mad at me?
No.
Okay. So I was thinking back to that cup comment. Is it about the cup or is the cup a symbol? Like,
oh, I've just dated really selfish people.
Yeah, so, like,
that just, like, seriously are like, I'm only, well, like, I'm doing my part because I did my dishes.
Yeah.
Like, I loaded my plate in the sink or in the dishwasher. Well, fucking load mine too, man. Like, I would, I don't know. It's like, we just grew up in a family that's just kind of what you did. It's like, when you get up from the dinner table, you clear everyone's stuff
yeah.
for them, like, when they're mm-hmm. finished. Not because, like, it's a
it's a respectful thing.
Yeah,
to
it's
do.
Just like
yeah.
we all did it. It's like it wasn't just like my job to clear the table. It was like anybody who got up from the table cleared the table. And like,
I mean, the reality is nobody wants to do the dishes.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe a small
but
few.
I will
people.
Say one thing that men have a really bad habit of doing is soaking the pans, and it
He's
drives me insane.
He's good at that.
You wash the pans.
Well, he'll put them in the sink and we soak them.
No, well, they soak them instead of wash them.
Oh.
And the air fryer thing soaks for a really long
time. Yeah, it's like I can't stand like...
It, you know how long it soaks? It soaks until you want to use it again.
Yep.
Say that's accurate.
Or, like, you... I think you unfairly claimed that you always wash that thing.
I feel like I wash it a strong majority of the times.
And what about all the times that it's been washed and set on the drying rack because I washed it and I put it in the drying rack?
I'm not taking away from the fact that you have washed it. I just feel like I definitely wash it more than you.
Well, and also, too, I'd like to point out, like, we started this podcast talking about how she's not... Or no, we didn't start the podcast with this. Prior to the podcast, we talked about how you use your brain so much at work that you don't even know what a sandwich is when you get home. So how would you really know
how much you washed up? You're not telling that story correct.
How would you know how much you really did something at home?
For those of you who didn't understand that comment, well, I joke all the time about how my job requires to be... Let's see, I can't even talk. For me to be perpetually on point. I need to be reviewing things, remembering amendments. Things are constantly changing.
Well, and don't downplay it. It's like big brain stuff. Yeah. It's like for real, high knowledge.
And it's like medical. So
info,
you don't want to get it wrong.
Medical stuff she has to know.
And I have 7 people that work under me that I have to keep on point and make sure they're doing it right. So I just, my brain is constantly spinning. So by the time I get home, I joke that I've used all my brain power up and I'm like, what's a sandwich?
So by the time,
I can't remember anything.
By the time she gets home and I've cleaned all the dishes, she's cleaned all the dishes.
I was like, oh, that was me. Also, I'm hungry, but I want to eat something. It has bread and meat, but I can't remember what it's called.
Ding, 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 ding. What is a sandwich for 200?
Yeah. Oh, you're so smart, babe.
And I joke, too, because, like...
He just finishes your sentences.
Sometimes I wonder, though, because I've taken Omeprazole for so long, and I know that one of the side effects is long-term dementia, that I'm worried I'm going to get that.
You haven't even been taking it that long.
And I'm always like, babe, are you going to love me when I don't remember who you are anymore?
And what do I tell you?
You said yes.
Yes.
And?
That you would clean out my poopy diapers.
Yep.
Wow, that's really love.
I know what
I think I said wipe your ass, but it probably will involve poopy diapers. Same thing.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Where are we at? I don't even know.
It's time. I don't even know any words to this song. Do you want to sing the words to the song?
Do you want to take a break so we can make some lyrics?
Do we have to? I have a meeting in 15 minutes.
Oh, I didn't know you did. Okay. I guess you can just wing it.
So, on this podcast, you were available on Instagram and Facebook at J2K Podcast and on Gmail at J2KPodcast@gmail.com. The 15 people that listened to our last podcast, if you're still here. I looked. Before it started in the last podcast, I had 15 listens.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
It's low for us. Mm. Like, I think our average was in the 25s to 36s area, but yeah, it's falling off.
Okay. Christine's
What are you writing?
Christine's singing the lyrics.
Are you singing?
You gotta give me a few minutes. Can you pause it? Or you can play. Play for a second. What
did
we talk about?
What's a sandwich? Working from home. Star Wars coffee mugs.
I already have that one.
Relationships.
Bunnies.
Bunnies.
Bunnies, puppies, and babies.
Yep. And haircutting videos.
Oh, this pen isn't working.
Your poopy diaper.
I'll just wing it. Go.
Well, so we also like to do a little thing. It's called a song, and it goes something like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. J. 2. Okay.
It's been a while.
J. 2. K.
We share
Star Wars cup.
Yay.
Good job, Kristen.
Good night, everybody. Yay. That was wonderful.
Yeah.
My Justin. Beautiful singing voice.
Man, I need to get new strings on that guitar. My hands smell like garlic.
You were making, like, you were holding on to him, like, help. I'm going to sing that. You were, like, singing that song. So
I did. I was serenading my baby.
You were.
My hands smell like garlic.